With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked for a sign of heaven, but he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I, then, drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. I know you may have seen driving around, there are these little yard signs, I guess I would call them. And it says, "A house divided." And it has one school on top and a different school on the bottom. And I'm not sure if they're able to determine which school gets top billing or not. But there are the two. But yet, the people who live in that house manage to survive, even though they're in a divided house. How do we survive when sometimes we're in a divided house? Sometimes do we look out there and go, "You know, I really believe in Jesus." And then as soon as I step outside the church, something happens, and I'm not quite that way anymore. But I was just here. I was at Mass. I received communion. I went out. And then, I don't know, something evil struck me. I don't know what it was. But there was something out there that changed me. We have to be aware of this. We could be divided spiritually, emotionally, at any time. We need to be aware of what's going on in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, and go, "Okay, Satan, I see what you're up to. Not today. Or if not today, not at this moment." So I ask, when you go out today, and when I go out today, let's be aware of what's happening in the world, in our lives, and try not to be divided, but to go forth with the love of God and share that love with everyone we meet.